The decision comes after nearly a decade of work by the Anti-Defamation League and other campaigners to get Facebook to call Holocaust denial and distortion hate speech and to remove it from their platform. 2 years ago, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he did not think Holocaust deniers were intentionally getting it wrong, and that as long as posts were not calling for harm or violence, even offensive content should be protected. Zuckerberg says his thinking evolved after seeing data showing an increase in anti-Semitic violence. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.